Later this month, state lawmakers will convene for their third special session of the year, this time to discuss the Alaska LNG project. That's the proposal for a massive pipeline to bring natural gas from the North Slope to Nikiski for export. But with just 2 weeks to go, lawmakers have yet to see the legislation they'll be discussing. Governor Bill Walker hasn't released it. APRN's Rachel Waldholtz reports.
What's going on and how did we get here? Those were the questions posed by House Speaker Mike Chenault in an op-ed published this past weekend. He complained that Governor Walker called the legislature into special session without making clear what exactly they'll be there to talk about. And that, he says, is a problem for the Alaska LNG project.
Indecisiveness causes delays, and delays have a way of killing projects like this.
Originally, lawmakers had expected to discuss a wide range of issues surrounding the pipeline, including agreements on how it would be taxed. The project is currently a partnership between the state and ExxonMobil, BP, ConocoPhillips, and the pipeline builder TransCanada. But the state and producers haven't been able to agree on most issues. Instead, Walker called the session to discuss just two things: a proposal to buy out TransCanada and a natural gas reserves tax, which would dock producers for natural gas left in the ground. Walker hadn't discussed that idea with lawmakers before proposing it, and Chenault says it threatens to undermine the project.
I fail to see where threatening your partners with the reserves tax incentivizes folks investing $65 billion into a one-of-a-kind natural gas pipeline project.
But Walker says his proposal isn't penalizing anyone. He just wants to ensure that if the project goes forward and one partner decides to pull out, they can't then refuse to ship their gas through the pipeline. That could be a potential death knell for the project. Walker says all that will be clear once he releases the legislation.
We want to make sure that the gas is available for a project. That's all we're talking about. So we should have that out in advance of the special session.
The governor didn't say when the legislation will be ready, just that it will be soon. Meanwhile, Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Mark Myers, speaking to a natural gas conference in Washington, D.C. this week, said the project is on track.
A lot of work has been going on in reality. First of all, this project is further along than any other gas project attempt in Alaska.
Myers said that tensions between the state and its oil company partners and between the governor and lawmakers shouldn't get in the way of the big picture.
I know the governor's concern is that because of the competing projects and the level of state investment, we don't want to be a third of the way into the project and have it not materialize, because it's so important to Alaskans.
Lawmakers will have their chance to weigh in starting October 24th, with the beginning of the special legislative session in Juneau. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.